ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Brought to you by Zadda Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Soccer Matters.
Quick shot, score! The U.S. with Dempsey!
To Fabregas, who looks for Iniesta, who's onside! Spain score!
Entonces el centro, remate y el gol! Gol de oro! Gol de oro! Gol de Oribe! Goal!
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to the show here as we roll on, as promised. Coming up is Shea Groom. So listen, you want to talk to Shea Groom, 713-780-3776. She'll take your phone calls in this next segment, 713-780-3776. And big thank you, as always, to Advantage BMW Midtown. I want to thank them not only for the personal attention they give me down there, but for supporting this soccer show and sponsoring it. Advantage BMW Midtown, well, if you get down there, you can lease, you can buy. You can get into the drive of a BMW. It's like no other. Sedan, 3, 5, 7 Series, get in an X3, an X5. Vehicles are amazing. You go down there, you say hello to Justin, ask him to help you, or Steven, and away we go. They got a great connection to soccer down there. We've done some live shows there as well. It's Advantage BMW Midtown, proud sponsor of Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. And with that, we bring on the talented attacking midfielder, Shea Groom. Shea, how are you?
I'm good, Glenn. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks very much for coming on the program. So you must be seeing the light now Friday, because the preseason that would ever never end seems to be getting close to ending, and we get down to the real business at hand.
Yes, finally. James has been counting down the days for us. So we're getting a little stir crazy, but I think that's a good thing, and it'll provide a lot of energy on Friday night at 7:30.
7:30, and it is the curtain raiser for the NWSL, and you know that's pretty cool to be playing in the very first game of the year. A lot of eyeballs will be on the Houston Dash against the Chicago Red Stars.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, obviously it's a great matchup. Chicago has always had an incredible plethora of players, and they always have a great showing and find new ways to challenge us every time. And I think you'll see a lot of the same kind of identity of the Dash that was in the Challenge Cup, but with some new faces and obviously with some people stepping into some big roles while we have our internationals gone. But, you know, we're super excited, and we've worked really hard in the preseason to be able to come out and obviously hopefully get the W.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about this, because the team made an exponentially big jump last year. You won the tournament. Players like yourself came in and created a new culture. James Clarkson did a wonderful job of rebuilding a roster, implementing tactics. So what's different this year? Give the Dash fans something to look at that may be a little bit different.
Yeah, obviously, you know, with Christy and Jane and, the Canadians and Rachel, you know, we're going to have a lot of people gone, but I think something that, you know, James has done so well about doing it, and our team, is really honing in on the identity that we created last year and building on that, holding each other even more accountable. You know, we were known as a team that never gave up and was gritty and kind of the team that you didn't want to play against last year in the Challenge Cup, but I think we wanted to really stretch that out over a whole season and kind of elevate that to another level. So James brought in a lot of players that identify again with those, you know, same qualities of, you know, grittiness, passion, you know, are willing to work hard, maybe haven't started on some of their other teams, but, you know, have that chip on their shoulder and are ready to, you know, make their stamp on this league. So I think that's what is a little bit different this year, but it's a lot of the same culture and the same style of play that you saw last year from the Dash.
How about yourself in a leadership role? Because you lead by example the way you play the game. How much more of that do you take upon yourself? Not only, you know, playing for each other. You know, there are times where you have to do things to help your teammates. You know this. What about that for you as far as assuming more of that responsibility if you need to?
Yeah, definitely. We've had, you know, a lot of talks about, you know, stepping into leadership roles. I think some of the veterans on our team, you know, that have played for 6 and 7 years now, you know, really understood, you know, how different, what a difference maker can be, you know, putting your arm around a kid that's just coming into the league and, you know, helping them along and how much that's better for the team. And, you know, I've always had that sacrifice mentality of, you know, the team over myself. But, you know, I think this year will be a little bit different for me in terms of stepping more into a leadership role and having to hold it down, if you will, while some of the internationals are gone. And, you know, I'm more than willing to do that and excited and for the opportunity, but also so humbled and honored to be able to lead this team.
She's Shea Groom with the Houston Dash in action this Friday night. I'll be at that game. I'm taking it in live. It'll be the Houston Dash Chicago Red Stars. It is on CBS Sports. It will open up the NWSL season. It is the sole game on Friday night. It is a curtain raiser. The three players that Shea said that's off with the Canadian national team, Alicia Chapman, Sophie Schmidt, and Nichelle Prince, all very, very important players. That'll be off playing in friendly matches. And that generally occurs throughout the season at times. Are you excited about the fact that, you know, in front of you now is just one consistent season as opposed to, you know, just trying to get through COVID, having a tournament, then having a set number of games? I got to think some of that normalcy is a good thing.
Yeah, I think we're really excited, you know, just for the opportunity to have a full season. You know, obviously we were so excited to win the Challenge Cup and then do really well in the fall series, you know, in our region. But I think we still wanted to prove to the league and, you know, to the rest of the NWSL 8th and honestly to the world that, you know, it wasn't just a fluke that we won the Challenge Cup. And so I think this gives us the opportunity to show that we are a consistent team, that, you know, we can beat teams on a regular basis. And I think we're excited for the challenge ahead. Obviously, it's a much longer season than NWSL has seen in its past. But I think, you know, we're excited to feel kind of more like professional soccer players who don't have this massive gap of an off season. It feels a little bit more normal as a footballer. So I'm excited, and I think it's just going to be, again, a great opportunity, a lot of great opportunities to just get people involved and also, like, build the fan base, you know, the exposure that we're going to have with, you know, Paramount Plus and, you know, having the game streamed. I think it's just only going to grow this league, and having a longer season is going to allow a lot more people to buy in.
Get out and see Shea Groom, Friday, April 9th, 7:30 p.m., Chicago Red Stars in town to take on the Houston Dash, BBVA Stadium. It's going to be a great place to be. I mean, I'm thinking that this game, you know, once the opening whistle goes, it's going to be like somebody shot a gun and we're off and going, because I would imagine this is two teams that are just going to be so excited to be getting back on the field and seeing some light as into a full schedule. I would like you to just describe sort of the purpose of play that the Dash have to my listener, Shea.
You know, I think from the Dash, it's always been a hardworking club, but I think last year it became a little bit more organized and focused. And, you know, the way we want to win the ball high up the field, you saw the Dash score multiple goals in multiple games from multiple different players. And so I think you're going to see a lot of attacking, but also just aggressive defending, ruthless defending. And that's what we want to be known for, is that, you know, we're the fittest team in the league, and we score a lot of goals.
That's worth the price of admission alone. You just heard it there from Shea Groom. If you want to talk to her, 713-780-3776. Hey, by the way, I like the jersey, honoring NASA, sort of the space history in Houston. I think it's a very cool jersey. What's been the reaction of everybody having that connection to NASA and pioneering and looking out into the galaxies and exploration? I think it's a very cool fit.
Yeah, I think everybody is you know, it's been really positive feedback so far. Even when we did the rebrand with the logo, you know, they really incorporated the just authenticity of Houston, and the H has, you know, some of the Bayou ties and things like that. And so it's really representative of what Houston is. And below our crest is a quasar, which is a tie to NASA as well. And then the Dynamo also touched on a lot of things that have to do with Houston. And so it was really special to be able to do a kit that was fully for NASA, because obviously it's been, you know, this is a space city, and to be able to honor that and honor something more than, you know, just a football jersey, you know, for it to have a larger meaning, and is incredible. And I know Brie Vasali and Jane Campbell went out and visited, and, you know, met one of the incredible people behind the scenes that's in charge of, like, the next trip to the moon. And we just learned so much about it. And, you know, I did a feature with U.S. Golf, and they highlighted some Houstonian women, and one of them was an astronaut. And just to learn, you know, what they go through, and it's just a totally different thing, obviously, than the football world. So to be able to honor that in a jersey was incredible, and it's definitely, you know, one of the big things that people think of when they think of Houston.
It's very cool when you mentioned the Bayous, because, as we all know, Houston was founded by land investors in 1836 down there on the Bayou, a place called Allen's Landing. I ride my bike past there a lot in and around downtown. So that's very cool. But the whole space connection to me is fantastic, and I like the little, I guess they're little stars throughout the jersey, just kind of small ones. Is that what they are?
They're technically called quasars, which I wish quasars. I like had done more research. Yes, but yes, little stars. One conveniently above the crest as well.
Yeah, perfect spot for it, right? Well, you get a second one up there too. Shay Groom joining us here. What about Chicago? Have you guys talked about? Are you beginning to talk about them now? Let's, you know, here we are on Tuesday. Is James and the staff beginning to talk to you about the Chicago Red Stars and the approach in the game and some of the things that they bring and do actually?
Yeah, we did our first little piece of scout today, and then, you know, later in the week we'll talk about, you know, how we're going to approach it. And, you know, I think last year we focused a lot on ourselves, and if we did what, you know, we had planned to do and stuck to our game plan, that we were going to be successful. But, you know, obviously, I think it's a unique time in the BSL. Again, with the internationals gone, you don't know what the lineups are going to be. You don't know who's picked up a little bit of an injury and might not be there the first game. So it'll be really interesting. You won't know until, you know, game time. But, again, I think this is a club that's been around for a while. Obviously, Rory's coached for many years now and always brings a good side. And, you know, they've been to the playoffs multiple times. So I, you know, expect nothing less from them. And, you know, I think you'll see some new faces for them too, which, you know, I always think is exciting as an NWSL player, you know, just to see the growth and the evolution of the league and to see new players come in and be able to take on some different roles and obviously out of college. So, you know, I think that they'll obviously have some great attacking pieces, and they're always known for their midfield. Obviously, Danny Colabrico, Vanessa DiBernardo, Sarah Waldmo probably's in there. Morgan Guttrell, I don't know how to say her last name. I don't want to butcher it. But obviously they have, again, a plethora of incredible midfielders. So, you know, how they come out and face up against us is going to be really interesting. But obviously I'm ready to bet on the dash any day of the week.
Yeah, a lot of big names on that team. Julie Ertz, Casey Short, who is now Casey Krueger, Mallory Pugh. You mentioned Vanessa DiBernardo. Yeah, this is going to be a fun game. A lot of highly talented women's soccer players. Alyssa Nair, who was a goalkeeper when the U.S. won the World Cup, all going to be down there at BBVA Stadium on Friday. Most importantly, you can go down there and see Shay Groom, who was a former Texas A&M Aggie under G. Guerrieri, playing for the Houston Dash. Game is at 7:30. You can go over to HoustonDynamo.com, HoustonDash.com. That's where you get your tickets. Do you like the fact that the five substitution rule will remain?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're still in a transition period, obviously, with, you know, COVID still a thing. You know, we're starting to get vaccinated. We just got our first dose last week. So, you know, I think it's good just for safety precautions, and obviously I trust our medical task force to make the best decisions possible. And, you know, it always changes the game a little bit, but I think, you know, hopefully we're fit enough after 10 weeks to meet all five subs. But, I think it's good just for the transition back.
Well, listen, Friday's a big day. The Houston Dash taking on the Chicago Red Stars. It is the opener in the NWSL. You can go down and see all the talented Dash players. Let's get down there. Let's fill the building up. You get your tickets and get down there and get back into a stadium in a safe environment and watch some of the best female soccer players on the planet. Shay, thanks so much for coming on.
No, thank you.
It's always a good time. All right, Shay Groom, you'll catch her Friday. I'm going to be down there live. I'm going to check that game out in person. Not watching it on TV. Live is better. I saw these guys live, Pearl Jam. Long time ago. Not that long ago. All right, we got more to come tonight. El Clasico is Saturday. We've got Jordi Sunyer coming up of TV3 in Barcelona. We got Matt Jordan, the Dynamo general manager, talking everything Houston Dynamo. He will close out the show. So it's Jordi Sunyer next of TV3 in Barcelona. Then Matt Jordan to close it out after we just had a nice conversation and segment with Shay Groom of the Houston Dash. You can always find this podcast at ESPN975.com. And again, our presenting sponsor, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. A big thank you to John and his firm for being the presenting sponsors of this show here in Houston, but also on our Austin show. And by the way, you can learn about Austin FC and a lot of Major League Soccer things and other topics on that show as well. So if you want to get the podcast of that show presented by DaspitLawAustin.com, well, all you got to do is go to HornFM.com. So we're branching out. We love the soccer talk. We love your involvement in it. And we appreciate all the great guests tonight. So in the first segment, we got Zarek Valentin of the Houston Dynamo. We got Shay Groom, and coming up, Jordi Sunyer. A lot of talk on El Clasico, which will be this Saturday afternoon. You'll be able to catch that game at 2 o'clock, and then the Dynamo at 4. All right, we'll take a break. We got more to come. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Coming back at you.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Real fun.
Get low when the whistle goes.
ESPN 97.5.